Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who really want me to say the phone number slowly and carefully, this is the new way of doing it. One of my listeners called in yesterday, John, said, look, we're used to hearing phone numbers, first of all, as numbers, not as letters. Got it. Number one. And number two, we're used to hearing 3, 3, and 4. And that isn't how you give it out. You give it out as 3, 2, and 5. Well, you know, I get it. You know, if we're used to hearing things in a certain paradigm, and I want people to remember it, I should understand that. So, no, I'm a psychologist. I'm supposed to understand that kind of stuff. I do. All right, so here's the phone number, 855. That means you're not paying for the phone call. 7659. Is that right? I'm so used to rattling it off the other way.
7, 5, 5, 6, 9.
So I did it wrong? No, I did it right.
7, 9, 9, 3, 7, 5, 6, 9.
7, 5, 6.
All right.
So you're so used to saying. I'm used to rattling.
Like rapid fire, you know.
You know, when people ask for my social security number, do you do this too? I have to start from the beginning. They just want the last four digits. I have to start from the beginning and go all the way through.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm also one of those people. This is probably not terribly relevant, but after all these years of wearing a bra that I still have to do it in the front and then turn it around, I can't do it from the back. You probably don't.
You probably experience
the same problem. No, you haven't.
Not even close.
Well, I tried. 855-99-375. All right, 569. Okay. 7, 5, 6, 8. Got it. All right. Let's do it again because I've now confused everybody, including myself. All right. The phone number is 855-99-DR-JOY. That's the easy way to remember it. Or you can do 855-993-7569. Right?
Boom.
Yeah. Got it right. All right. And apparently people are a little confused about the time that I do the program. Because we're getting calls like 15 minutes after we go off the air, and we're getting calls like an hour before we go on the air. So let me just clarify for you, all right? The time that I'm on the air, Monday through Friday. Now, understand that the time that I do the program live, where it is when you're going to be able to get a hold of me, right, is from noon to 3 Eastern.
Correct.
So you guys can adjust accordingly. Because I know different stations carry it at different times. And somebody wrote and said, oh, you know, your two-hour program, well, it's a three-hour program. You may just hear 2 hours of it. And so I know syndication is a many splendid thing, but can be a little confusing. So here we got it, all right? 855-993-7569. All right? And if that should elude you, you can always go to Dr. Joy, just D-R-J-O-Y, no period, no space, trying to make it as easy as possible, .com, and right there on the website, right there on the right-hand corner, is the phone number, so you don't have to remember it. All righty? There you go. Today is a happy National Iced Tea Day. It's too bad they don't have Iced Tea and Donut Day on the same day. Don't you think?
That's a pretty good combination.
Well, I don't actually drink much iced tea. I actually like iced coffee better than iced tea for some reason. I think because my mother liked it. I like iced tea okay. National Ballpoint Pen Day, what we do without them. And National Herb and Spice Day. I don't know, if you put them all together, I suppose you could be dipping your ballpoint pen in your iced tea and then tasting it with herbs and spices. I don't know.
I don't know how that would taste, though.
Nah, it doesn't work terribly well. The first public zoo in the world opened. Would you like to guess what city? Or you probably already know. In Paris.
It actually just slipped my mind. It was in Paris.
Good, good. Paris. The Jardin des Plantes in Paris, 1793. Long time ago. That's a pretty. The first boat race between the University of Oxford and the University of Cambridge takes place in 1829. Mm-hmm. We've seen that one, right? All righty. The first class of the United States Naval Academy students graduated in 1854. A long tradition. You ever been to the Naval Academy?
I have not.
In Bethesda?
No, I have not been there, no.
I went there for a football game, and the Blue Angels fly over. It's really exciting. The academies are great.
Yeah.
I've been to the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and West Point.
Well, the Army-Navy football game every year is always pretty exciting. Even if one of the teams isn't, even if one or both of the teams isn't having a very good season, when they play each other, it's always...
Well, it's an ancient rivalry. Yeah. It's it's fun to be at the academies no matter what. I mean, there's something traditional and wonderful, and it's all the things that make people stop sailors in the street and say thank you for your service, or soldiers. Plus, it's all that tradition and it's wonderful buildings. The Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs is the newest, so it has, although it's not that new anymore, it's what, 50 years old or something. But the West Point has got sort of old architecture, and they've got the names of everybody who went there, and all the traditions, and they're all there. The combination of patriotism and tradition, and then plus Rice actually beat West Point one year, which doesn't happen very often. Words that are seldom part of my my history of Rice dominated in the first half. I mean, it's true if we're dealing with slide rules, football not so much. So that was pretty cool. The United Church of Canada, a union of the Presbyterian, Methodist, and Congregationalist Church, was held in the Toronto Arena in 1925. I didn't even know that there was that kind of union between Presbyterian, Methodist, and Congregationalist. AA started in 1935. Dr. Robert Smith takes his last drink in Akron, Ohio, by him and Bill Wilson. Call it Friends of Bill, right? I didn't even know what that was. Did you know when I was on a cruise once and they said, Friends of Bill? And I thought, well, does that mean Clinton? No, it didn't. It's AA. It really does try to be anonymous. If you ever have a chance, I have had two chances. I actually went accidentally to an AA meeting. I thought I was going to a play, and I went to the wrong place. And I'm sure the AA meeting was much more interesting, and they actually let me stay. Which was pretty nice of them. And there was also a play off Broadway about 15 years ago that was a reenactment of an AA meeting, and it was absolutely fascinating because it's basically what what this program is people saying, I want to change my life. Here's who I am, and it's a little more confessional probably than my program. And there's not somebody who says, well, okay, why don't you try to do this? It's self. Led more or less, but it's still the same kind of human stories. And because they're at AA, it's human stories that quite often have a major dollop, I suppose I should say drop, of pathos in them. Alcoholism, not a good, a very devastating kind of situation. In 1944, 15-year-old Joe Nuxall of the Cincinnati Reds became the youngest player ever in Major League to play in a Major League game. Do you know how old he was?
15 years old.
Did you know that before today?
I did know that before, yeah. I didn't remember
his name.
Because
you're a baseball fan.
Right. I didn't remember the name of the player, but I do remember hearing
he was 15.
The youngest player was 15.
Was he allowed in because it was during the war and there were so many people who were there? Most of the guys were off fighting? Was that why?
That could be possible, yeah.
Yeah. 1947, Saab turned out its first automobile. 1963, the Equal Pay Act, aimed at abolishing wage disparity based on sex. Good luck. by JFK as part of the New Frontier Program. Well, that one was not exactly a resounding success. 1964, this is pretty interesting. This was part of the play with Bryan Cranston about LBJ that he actually won a Tony and a Drama Desk and everything for last year. The Senate broke a 75-day filibuster against the Civil Rights Act of 1964, leading the bill's passage. I mean, it's dramatized with Bryan Cranston. It's wonderful. James Earl Ray escaped from Brushy Mountain State Prison in Petros, Tennessee, but was recaptured. Right, and the first Apple computer went on sale in 1977. There you go, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. I'm here to help you on whatever it is that's going on in your life that you could use a little bit of psychological underpinnings, for lack of a better term. I know somebody called an hour ago. Folks, I'm here at noon to 3, all right? So you got it? Good. 855-993-7569. Okay, we talked yesterday about the fact that preference is always phone calls, our favorite, because it's how I can get the most information. But I know lots of you interact with me on Facebook, which is okay. Not my favorite, but it's okay. And then also emails. So if there's something that, and we've also, I don't know if we've even checked it, that we, for a while ago, we asked people what they wanted me to talk about on the air. And, but I maybe we'll put that up again in the next couple of weeks, of things that you'd like me to talk about that you're feeling that there's not a specific problem, but you'd just like a little bit more information about. Maybe we'll do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. 855-993-7569. All right, we got an email here that we need to catch up on?
Yeah, this email from Doris. And Doris says, Dear Dr. Joy, thanks for your good advice to the lady whose teenage daughter had the fake ID in her purse. My son also left a fake driver's license in his laundry, making him seem over the legal drinking age.
Yeah.
Consulting with my husband, we decided to put it back in the pocket of the freshly laundered jeans and pretended not to know about it. The rest of the story, after he turned 21, our son flew to Miami to party with friends. When he proudly presented his real Louisiana driver's license with his real birth date at a club, the bouncer declared it an obvious fake, threw him out, and confiscated the license. 3 weeks later, we received it in the mail with a brief apology. After years of getting into clubs with the fake license, karma truly is a boomerang.
Great story. All right, for those of you who didn't hear the call, we had a mom who called who had a 17-year-old daughter who was really an exemplary kid. She was, she was doing well in school. She just graduated from high school. She was going to college in the fall. And mom was looking for a phone charger and found a fake ID. And so mom confiscated it and called me. What are you going to do? Call Ghostbusters. And so I said, look, let's focus on what's going on here. Mom was convinced the daughter was not drinking and was not using drugs. And, I believe her. She's going to, I'm not sure that any parent knows exactly what's going on with their teenage kid, but I'm willing to buy that. First of all, if you're smoking dope, it's going to be in your hair. It's going to be in your clothes. Why people think they can get away with it is unclear to me, but nevertheless. And drinking, you can smell it. The reason that people drink is the reason that you can detect it, is that it changes how you think, it changes how you behave, it changes your reflexes. If one of the reasons people drink is it actually works. It really does change your reality. Okay, so I said, let's keep our eye on the big picture here, which is not that she has a fake ID, because if you ask her, she's going to tell you she's holding it for a friend, which may or may not be true. But the real issue, there's several issues here. One is trust, and one is responsibility. In terms of trust is a two-way street. So the fact that you don't snoop ordinarily, but you did in this particular case, because obviously the fake ID was not where the charger was. So you got a kind of a gray area there. Granted, you weren't necessarily looking for it, but you weren't not looking for it either. So your daughter's going to be off and running about the fact that, I can't believe you went through my pocketbook, at which point you've accomplished nothing except that your daughter's mad at you. And the best defense is certainly a good offense, and so she's going to do that. When she says she's holding it for a friend, it may or may not be true. So then you're not going to trust her, and by confronting her with it, you don't have any more information, and she hasn't taken any more responsibility. So given the fact that she is now a college senior and about to go off to college, and she's going away to school, that you've got just the summer, essentially, to let her do some really stupid things while you're still around to monitor and to help her with it. Because in 2 or 3 months, she can be able to do all of this without your knowledge or consent. So now is a good buffer, a good transition from you knowing everything that's going on to understanding you don't know everything that's going on, but you still have some method of checking in with her. In the long run, what you want is that your daughter would be able to come to you and be honest with you without necessarily getting a huge lecture. In addition, it may be that she's just using the ID to get into a club, not necessarily to drink, which is certainly not an unusual phenomenon. So any way you look at it, what you really want here is her to take responsibility and for the two of you to maintain a trusting, positive relationship. So what I would do is, and this took a while because Mom wasn't actually buying this very much, which is understandable. And so she said, all right, here's what I said I think you should do, which is to go to your daughter and say, I found this accidentally. I am dying to know why you have it, what you're using it for, but I trust you. You're a responsible human being, and so I'm going to give it back to you, knowing I'm dying to ask you about it. And she said, okay, so I could ask her about it. I said, no, you cannot ask her about it. What you have to do is tell her that you're dying to ask, but you're going to trust her. Because what you really want in the long run is to maintain a trusting relationship with your daughter and for her to take responsibility. By you either confiscating it, that'll make you feel better, but doesn't in any way help her take responsibility or her trusting you. And by giving it back to her, it makes her feel better, but she's not necessarily going to tell you the truth, so that makes her feel better and you feel worse. This is the path that is the most difficult, but has the potential of being the most useful. So give her back the ID and don't ask her about it. Tell her you'd love to know. And then we got a follow-up email that said it worked really well. So that was good. So the idea being, again, as parents, all of us interpret our role as parent as being responsible for kitchen, you know, being judge and jury, essentially, telling our kid what they should do, punishing them when they do wrong. As an older teenager, that's all we're going to do is make them sneaky and make them irresponsible. The whole deal is going to be, can I get away with this? Not should I do it, but can I get away with it? So and if they do get away with it, it reinforces that if they don't, they'll just get sneakier. They'll just figure, well, the problem is I have to get sneakier. Not that it was the wrong thing to do. So as parents, we need to shift our thinking into less punishment, more responsibility, and saying, I'm sure there's an explanation here. I'd love to hear it, but, you know, I trust you. And you can say, well, what if they're not trustworthy? Well, if they're not trustworthy, they're going to lie to you anyway. So you really haven't, you don't have much at risk at that moment. Now, this is not something we necessarily do with a 5-year-old, but between a 5 and an 18-year-old is a fair amount of real estate where we really need to make that transition into us taking responsibility and finding them doing the right thing and catching them doing the right thing. And what we really want to do with a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old is to catch them doing the right thing and reinforce the daylights out of it. Okay, so good. And karma is a boomerang. My proudest moment was when I was over 21 and got carded. My second proudest moment was when I was 16 and didn't get carded. So what can I tell you? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We carried a story yesterday about the fact that we were talking about diabetes being wiped out in the next 50 years through genetic engineering. They're now talking about a vaccine to cure type 1 diabetes very soon, like getting through the FDA. In fact, I think I have a friend. It's actually, she's a very interesting woman in that she's kind of my role model. Because the women I know tend, you know, no matter how smart they are or whatever, they tend to work for other people. Most of us don't have our own companies. As I've mentioned to you, I just took over my program after all these years very recently. But she actually was a nurse and then runs a company that helps companies get through things through the FDA. So and she's very, I'm terribly proud of her. I think it's just plain wonderful. So there we go. As I said, she's who I. Well, it's, I wouldn't. That isn't what I would do. It's not my area of expertise. I'm a negotiator, but not a legislator. 855 855-99-37569. Andrew, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Andrew. How can I help you today, sir?
Good. I was actually listening to your show yesterday evening because I unfortunately don't listen to you live. The station I listen to, it plays at late at night.
Okay.
And you had an older gentleman, I want to say he was in his late 60s, called yesterday and said something about the phone number.
Right.
I actually remember, because I've actually listened to you for quite a while, I've noticed you're doing it again now, but you always used to say it both ways. You would say, you know, the phone number, Dr. Joy, but then you would say it again with the numbers.
Right.
I hear enough of that.
His complaint, yeah, you're absolutely right, and I do almost, but there are two problems that he brought up, but thank you for coming to my defense. I feel like I have a knight in shining armor there with.
I heard that last night. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to call and say something tomorrow on that.
Well, I really think, his two complaints, let me just tell you in fairness to him, I can't believe I'm defending him, who was, he wasn't actually attacking me, he was just saying, okay,
no,
problem. But his two issues were, first of all, I say it fast, and he's right, I rattle it off. Because it's a habit, and I should, you know, understand that not everybody knows the phone number, not everybody listens all the time, and so I should be more cognizant of that. And so he's right. I will slow it down. But the second point he made, which he didn't actually make, I made it for him, which is we are used, you and I, because we live where we live, are used to hearing phone numbers in a certain paradigm, which is three numbers, four numbers.
Correct.
Right? And what I do, because it's 855-99-DR-JOY, I do the 855, then I do the 99, and then I do the five numbers, which are 37569. That isn't
correct.
How people are used to hearing things. His point, or the point he was making that I then clarified, was for people are used to hearing 3, 3, and 4. So instead of going 855-99-37569, I should go 855 993-7569, because that's the paradigm people are used to hearing, and therefore it's easier to stick those numbers into the model that they're used to hearing.
Correct. I mean, I know he wasn't bashing you, but for, you know, the other people, you know, I used to do radio myself, and I did television for six and a half years live, and this is more towards you. I know there's, you know, you're limited because all of a sudden the music starts coming in and you gotta get to that break and you've gotta get it out.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, people gotta understand that, you know, sometimes you're limited to how quick you can get it out, and if the music's coming in, you've gotta get it out so you can go to commercial break.
Yeah. You know, you're my favorite person so far today. It's really nice to feel I have a protector.
So. But also, you had the things that annoy you the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
My big thing is I live in Massachusetts. And
okay.
I've always joked that people think it's an optional to use your blinker.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Andrew,
that's my biggest complaint. That's my
Andrew. Let me tell you, I would disagree with that. I think they view using your blinker as giving aid to the enemy. I don't even think it's optional. I think it's such a strong prejudice. If you use your blinker, the enemy is going to know what you're going to do next, and we don't want the enemy to know that. I lived in that. I mean, Massachusetts drivers, you got to say, let's agree, are kind of the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, let's agree with that. Okay.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
But, you know, I think you're being unusually generous, which is clearly your nature, to sort of say that it's optional. I just always felt that it was the idea is that they were going to be tried for treason if they used their blinker because it was giving information away that they shouldn't be sharing.
Or the people who you get behind and they have their blinker on forever, and you're like,
yeah.
When are you going to turn? When are you going to turn?
Yeah.
You're not turning. Why is the blinker on?
All right. The other thing is people who slam on their brakes for no discernible reason.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's going on here? They do it over and over and over again. So I don't know what they're doing, except I'm glad I'm not in that car because they're doing accelerated brake. So everybody's going to have the little upseat to their tummy. So
exactly. And just one quick suggestion to throw at you.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't hear you till at night. Like maybe every hour, just give people a reminder that you are on from noon to 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time Zone.
Okay.
Because I felt like when I first started listening to you and I heard it, I would call and nobody would answer. And I'm like, well, she's on air right now. I'm hearing her on the radio.
Well, supposedly there's a machine that will if you dial our number, that supposedly there's a machine that says I'm not on the air right now. But if you want to leave a message, we'll call you back, or if you want to leave a question. But that didn't happen.
Right, but it just might be a suggestion. I mean,
I think it's a great suggestion. And Manny, you'll remind me. Manny is really good about saying, Brown, slow it down. So,
he seems to be pretty good. You're going to want to keep him around.
I know. I keep trying to bribe him, you know, and I keep telling him if he comes to New York, I'll take him to a baseball game, you know, I don't know.
Well, you have a great one, Dr. Joy.
Andrew, thanks for being my knight in shining armor. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, what people should know about both Manny and Trevor is we've never met each other. The three of us have, Manny
right.
and Trevor know each other. And they probably gang up, and with my picture, they draw a mustache and glasses and black out my teeth and things like that. There's a target on me. But
well,
they're
not
actually,
a mustache.
Oh, thanks. Good. just the blacked out teeth and the glasses. Good. Okay, good to know. And they're in Minneapolis, and I'm in New York, and they're terrific. I work for Genesis Communication, or I shouldn't say technically, having just said that, I own my program for the first time in my career. Which is a whole different experience, which I'm still getting used to. But Genesis does a satellite, they syndicate me, and they provide my producers, which is terrific. And I must say, when we started this deal, I thought, well, gee, you know, what if I don't like them? And both Manny and Trevor are probably two of the best producers I've ever had. And for those of you who listen to the program, you know that for years I've really been blessed with having really good people who work with me. But Manny and Trevor both are... First of all, any producer brings his own or her own. I've only had, I think, two in my whole career. I think I've only had two female producers. And it's not that I'm not an equal opportunity employer. I just think that it's really nice to have a male viewpoint. It's nice to have a male voice. And quite often, I didn't pick my own producers. I could fire them, but I couldn't choose them, which is an odd position. But both Manny and Trevor, I think, just bring something very special to the program. They are both... I think they're both wonderful additions. They help me out enormously, not only by doing some of the prep work, but participating in the program and coming up with ideas. So I'm very blessed. But I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. You know, maybe what we should do, we've done this with my other producers, Manny, is get pictures of the two of you and put it on the website. Because not only then what other people know what you look like, I would know what you look like.
I think we can get that arranged.
Let's do that.
I'll talk to Trevor about that.
Yeah, let's do it. And you can pick some incredibly adorable selfies. You know, people have these selfies. Have we always been this narcissistic a society? Selfies. I mean, I know people have always asked other people to take pictures. I hate having my picture taken. So
I'm not a big fan of it either. Like,
yeah.
I just, you know, and it's not that I'm shy or anything like that. I just... There's just that whole
they
thing
capture,
of there's
they,
that whole
capture
thing
your
of
soul.
Yeah. It just seems really, really.
Well,
I don't know.
But people and they have these extensions now that they put on their phone so they can
the selfie sticks.
Yeah, which are actually a much better idea because selfies, almost by definition, are too close,
mm-hmm.
and the resolution on most of our phones really makes us look much better. And I was talking with somebody about it. Who was it? It was a very big star. And they were saying that they used to... I know who it was. And they used to say that they would be able to control people taking your picture, and now you can't at all. So there are all these horrible pictures of yourself floating around that you have no control over. Oh, well. All righty, 855-993... No, 855-993-7569.
There you
go. I'm going to get it, folks.
You're
getting it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, my computer is doing its little funny, weird thing at this moment. But we were talking about the big story around here. Well, it's not a huge story. It's just an alarming story. Is two convicted killers had escaped from a maximum security upstate prison. And they had to tunnel through bricks and steel, and nobody could figure out how they did it without, first of all, I mean, it's like some movie. My computer's just completely zonked, so we'll have to do it in a minute. How they could do it and nobody hear them, number one, and number two, how they would do it. I mean, they're maximum security, and it turns out, dun, 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 just like in the movies, that two females, I think they were guards, helped them. So, I mean, that certainly explains something. But, I mean, it's a very interesting phenomenon about, because I've done some work. I've mentioned before that when I first started in broadcasting in Boston, that I did a fair amount of work with the prison system, and including spending 6 days in jail twice in prison, three times, twice in maximum security male and once in female. And with the idea being that that the prison system is, first of all, a huge industry in this country, number one. Number two, that the recidivism rate is horrifying, that most people who go to prison get out, and most people who go to prison end up coming back. And so it's a huge issue for society, and society tends to have the sense that, well, you know, let's just pretend that that we're spraying them with some kind of something or other, and that they'll disappear. And that isn't what happens. It's a very expensive drain on society's resources financially. It's a very expensive drain psychologically, in that it makes people frightened. And when you have something like a prison break, and with maximum security, these guys are still out. Nobody knows where they are. But they, and I had said yesterday that there obviously had to be some help with it. So, but as I said, so we studied not only guards and prisoners, which are a whole kind of subculture, but I had mentioned the movie The Stanford Experiment, which comes out, I think, the end of the summer, where the idea being that that if you take sort of normal people and make them guards, that they'll behave in ways that were not, you could now predict, but are really alarming. But for me, it was an equally interesting phenomenon to just look and see what happens. Why, for example, women would correspond and marry prisoners. And sometimes they, I mean, obviously, if you know somebody before they commit a crime and are sentenced and go to prison, that's one thing, that you've got that relationship ahead of time. But what happens when you become pen pals to somebody who is in prison? You know that, for example, they may never get out. And why would you do that? And there are a myriad of reasons. Part of it is just women feeling that that they can save men. And how many of us have sort of believed that on some level, that the sort of guardian angel kind of thing, of, well, nobody understands him but me. Part of it is women who feel that nobody else will pay any attention to them, and therefore, at least you know this guy ain't cheating on you. You know exactly where he is every night because he's in the slammer and is going to be there the rest of his life. But it is an interesting phenomenon, and quite often, these are serious bonds. I mean, they're not just kind of whimsical, that they are really people who are very serious about one another and sort of build relationships. So there you go. And I just cannot find this whole thing. My computer is just wonking out on me, so I'll just have to apologize for it temporarily, and we'll get back to it in a minute. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, here's one of the other sort of stories. I'm just going to have to sort of do this without my computer for a while. They're saying with legal marijuana, more little kids are accidentally consuming a drug. Folks, this has nothing to do with legalizing marijuana. This has to do with parents leaving stuff around. And do you know what a major cause of death of children is? Or at least not an insignificant one? Is kids eating tobacco. That small children, especially like a 15-month...
Really?
Yeah, you know why? That small kids can walk.
Yeah.
Right? And parents put out their cigarettes in an ashtray that a kid can access. And kids at about 2 and 2.5, it's actually called PICA, P-I-C-A. The kids will put everything in their mouth. It's the most common age for kids to poison themselves.
They're curious.
So, yeah, and it's there, and everything goes in their mouth. And so it's every year, and tobacco is disastrous on your body, and especially on a small body. So the idea that somehow, most legal marijuana, first of all, depending on the state, well, this is legal marijuana as opposed to medical marijuana. Most medical marijuana, you do not smoke. It's an essence. It's an oil. So presumably, they're talking about the actual fibers, which again are left in ashtrays. Let's see where it says here. Children's rate of exposure to marijuana have increased, even in the U.S. states where the drug has not been legalized. Well, I think more people are probably using it with the idea being that it will be legalized. Accidentally exposed to their parents' drugs. It's now legal in more places than ever. The number of reports that children have accidentally ingested or inhaled the drug is increasing. Folks, I mean, how irresponsible is that? Not to mention, you need to make sure for everybody who's got young kids, because they'll start walking where you don't necessarily know that they're walking, which means they're going to have access to things. So look into under your sink and make sure that things like Drano are not at any level that a kid can get a hold of them. And I know those caps are hard for adults to open, but kids seem to be able to do drug openings relatively easily. So the idea is that we're not sure exactly how many people are doing this, because it has to be reported, and reporting that you were a doofus enough to, number one, either have marijuana, whether it's legal or not, and second of all, to have it available so that your kid could somehow get a hold of it is just, I mean, how would you admit to that? Well, I suppose if you're calling the Poison Control Center to say my kid has just overdosed on something, but I mean, part of it is you just need to be a responsible parent. All right, I found the story, which may not reassure us at all, but let's see if I can find it. They're saying a female prison work supervisor gave two inmates the power tools to escape from a maximum security prison and had planned to provide a getaway car but got cold feet. They actually have her name. She gave the pair of tools to break through the steel walls and crawl through a steam pipe. She planned to provide a getaway car. One of the guys' name is Sweat. How cool is that, right? David Sweat and Richard Matt. They're on the run 5 days since they escaped. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.